English can be a very frustrating language to learn as there are several words that have contradictory meanings. These are called contronyms, sometimes known as Janus words. Janus is the ancient Roman god of doorways, beginnings and endings. Our first month of the year, January, is named after this god. Janus is usually depicted as having two faces looking in opposite directions. Contronyms, variant spelling contranym, can be described as words that are their own opposites. There are four people at a dinner party. By midnight, two people have left. How many people are left at the party? Left is just one of many words known as a contronym. In this example, left means both, leave, two people have left, and, remain, how many people are left? Which are opposites? Cleave refers to splitting something apart and to uniting two things. Cleave comes from the Old English verb cleophan, which means to split, and the Old English cliffian, which means to adhere firmly. In a marriage, partners are to cleave to each for better or for worse. A sharp axe can easily cleave a log. A similar thing happened with the word clip, whose contradictory meanings are from two verbs that mean to attach something, and to cut off. Please clip this page to the entire document using a paper clip. He decided it was time to clip his fingernails. Sanction can either signify permission to do something or a measure forbidding it to be done. When sanction entered English, it referred to an oath. Over time, it came to refer to something that would compel someone or something to moral behavior, as an oath might. Later, it gained the two contradictory senses that refer to approval and economic disapproval, both of which might compel a person or a country to behave better. We received sanction to proceed with our plans. Many countries around the world have put sanctions on Russia for their invasion of Ukraine. The same thing happened with the word oversight. The word originally referred to watchful care or supervision, but through an extension of meaning, people used it when there was a lack of watchful care or supervision. A bishop has oversight of the congregations and pastors in his area. The error was a simple oversight. Something that is fast is either stuck firmly or moving quickly. She glued the pieces together with Gorilla Glue and they held fast for a long time. Penguins might be slow on land but are extremely fast in the water. Fast has been its own antonym since the 13th century. Another contronym is the verb dust. Every week we dust various rooms to keep them clean. Occasionally, I like to dust my coffee with a little cinnamon. Overlook can mean to fail to notice or indicate to look after or supervise. The student failed to finish the last homework question, and hoped the teacher would overlook it and accept the assignment. The shift manager was required to personally overlook the finished items. Consider the word buckle. The hiking instructor told us to buckle, or fasten securely, our backpacks to our bodies during rigorous climbs. Her legs buckled, or collapsed, as she hiked up the steep hillside with a heavy backpack. The verb screen can mean to conceal or to show. Once the rain stopped, he used the umbrella to screen his face from the bright sun. The local theater will screen the classic version of the movie tonight. Garnish means to add a decorative element, such as parsley, to a plate of food. But it can also mean to take away, as when wages are garnished to pay child support. Isn't the English language confusing at times? Be careful. John would like to know if anyone has a sincere interest in a relevant word that he could possibly research for an upcoming column. If so, please send your requests to wordwisdom2021@gmail.com. Words will be selected according to relevance and research criteria. We cannot confirm that all words will be used. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.